Hello, everyone. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another, I was going to say Service Management Leadership Podcast, but today is Morning Tea with Jeffrey. And last week, I went into a lot of detail about quantifying the cost of an outage, use some historical examples, what makes up that cost. Today, I want to look at some variables. I want to look at a practical application of how do we do this well, and maybe some other comments along the way. But before we get started, I want to just explain that there is no right answer that's right for every organization when we think of how to calculate this cost of an outage. Before we get too far in, thank you for joining us on this podcast, this brief podcast. Please support our YouTube channel, our other podcasts, which I mentioned at the beginning, Service Management Leadership Podcast. Follow our company page. Look me up on LinkedIn. I'm pretty easy to spot. All right. So this week, I want to get into details on practical application. But I want to start with where we were last week. Last week, I looked at an example of how my cable provider did me a lot of harm and then offered me $6 for it because that's a credit and they do credits based upon days of service. Hopefully you watch that and it makes sense. But I want to take that a step further this week. I've been thinking a lot about it. So consider why customers are using your service. Why do they use you? Why do they use your product, your service? First of all, it's different for everyone. And the answer is almost always because it helps us magnify our outcomes, right? I used the cable so I could get all this work done through the internet. Seems reasonable. But second, when you calculate the cost of an outage, you have to calculate the cost, the impact to your customer, right? You cannot say, well, here's your credits. That doesn't consider your customer at all. That just transactional makes your service transactional. And so why is there no one set of rules, mechanism, whatever word you want to use that quantifies this? Let's look at a few factors. The risk appetite of leaders will determine it. Let's think about this for a second. You may have a leader that does not care, that says, you know, last week I used the Facebook example. They were out for a few hours and it cost them a few million bucks. All right. Facebook may say, you know, for the amount that it would cost us to invest and have a superior product that would not have these issues, we'd rather just take our chances. There are organizations that do that, and that's fine. But then there are others that say, as a leader, they say, if we invest X and we can do this slowly and we can do this iteratively and we can do this well, it saves us from that big pain. Because most leaders are risk averse and they don't like surprises that are expensive. I guess none of us do, right? None of us like being at work and getting a call from some repairman and saying it'll be thousands of dollars, euros, whatever currency. No one likes those big surprises. We would rather take those small incremental costs, expenses, and try to build up where we're a little more insulated. So the risk appetite of the leaders, that's the first thing. Second is, how about the impact on other objectives within the organization? If you are an organization that's trying to do great things and you're under this timeline, it's got to be done by the end of the month. Is a two-day outage painful to you? Yes. How about if that outage is in a way that it now inhibits some of your other initiatives? That's very painful. We have to consider that. No formula is going to give you that. That's why you need expertise. And we at Service Management Leadership would love to help you with that. How about the technical capabilities of your staff, your service providers? That's needed to be factored in. Your industry, your size of your company within that industry. How about the resilience of your technology? That needs to be factored in. Your reliance on technology as a company, that very much needs to be factored in. You may be a company that's 100% reliant on technology. If it goes down, you're down. Well, maybe you need to have some redundancy and invest in good practices to be able to increase your uptime, right? But this list goes on and on. And anyone that says, here's all you do, you calculate, put a spreadsheet, calculate X, Y, Z, and here's your number, it'll pop out. Just from having this discussion, you can feel that there's no way that happens, right? And last week we talked about the concept of credits. And I mentioned it just a couple minutes ago. But when it reduces your value, the value that your services provide that your customers now take, and they use that as a magnifier, as an enabler, as an accelerator. But when you give credits, you are saying, I am a transaction. I am replaceable. I don't value you as a customer. You may not have a way to have these conversations with your customers, but you need to understand, what is this impact? What is this outage? What's it preventing them from accomplishing? Maybe there's another way around it that you can help with. You have to be able to be open to have these conversations. And so when I think of how people use your service and the value that's enabled by it, when I offer you credits, if you spend $100 US with me a month, just making up a round number, and my service is unavailable, and I divide it by 30 and say, here's your $3 and whatever cents, you wouldn't be using my service for that 100 unless it's helping you create thousands or hundreds. Think about like all the banking apps. If they're down, all their customers are out. Do those customers really want credits? No, they just want that banking app to be up when their customers need it, which is 24/7 by 365 now. You think about all these other technology applications, whatever word you want to use, how reliant we are on them, how we rely on that uptime all the time. Think about it. Even when we have scheduled downtime for an organization, it's still painful. We still look at the clock and think, when's that thing coming back up? But unplanned outages are 100, 10,000, whatever number worse, because they're unplanned. There's no way you can communicate ahead of time. It's always going to catch somebody at a bad time, right? Have you ever been sitting in your house and electricity or the internet just pauses for just 60 seconds and you kind of get tense because it's at a bad time? It's always at a bad time. And so as we keep thinking, if you are a leader and you want to address this cost of an outage, address the impact of an outage, you can calculate that and we will be happy to help you. But let's talk practical application. Do you have the budget to invest in the technology to have the redundancy? Maybe not. So how do you address it now? Let me give just a few examples of how you can do it. And once again, we at Service Management Leadership would love to help you. You can do three things to lower the chance of an outage and the impact of an outage. And impact, I also mean duration with that. You can quantify the cost of an outage, socialize that among your peers as a leader to gain adoption for whatever initiatives you want for to bolster this. also to get investment, right? You want people, if you're in IT, and if you notice when we talk about outages, I'm not talking just IT outages. I'm talking business to business outage, talking all types. But if you're an IT organization, you kind of want to go to your business stakeholders and say, you know, there is a chance of an outage. And those numbers floated around that are $9,000 per minute US, they're way too low. And here's why, pop, 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 list them off. I think next budget cycle, you will get help. You will get budget aid to bolster your redundancy. I'm pretty sure of it. You help people understand the risk and the pain. They usually come through with the financing. So your stakeholders need to be a part of this. That's number one, to reduce both the frequency or chances and the impact. Second is service management. Of course, we're service management leadership. We're going to say that, right? But hear me out. Your change management, change enablement in ITIL 4, what are the quality of changes? How many incidents, outages are created by poor changes? You probably need to check that out. Poor testing, all of that stuff. How about your incident management? Is it reducing the mean time to restore service? It should be. Problem management. How about root cause analysis? We can go on and on. Event management. Are we detecting and putting automation in to close incidents without human intervention? That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? That's how we reduce those. You go on and on, but the key piece on the service management isn't just that we have it. Doesn't matter. It's how good we are, how mature we are, how standardized we are. How well do we do this? How well do we execute? And lastly, business resilience. Resilience, another one of our core capabilities. It comes in three flavors, just like ice cream. It's the ability to respond in an event. It's the ability to remain continuous in an event. And the ability to recover, like disaster recovery in an event. All three of those are, how do we keep those services up and running? I try not to brag. I try to keep things as very humble as I can. But our customers for the business continuity services had no impact during COVID. They were able to transition to work from home, no problem. And I'm confident we could help you in that area as well. COVID may be the biggest thing in our lifetimes, and these customers were well prepared. And so all of these three things, quantifying the cost, service management, and business resilience, they all impact the quality of your services, even the cost of your services, because we want those declining as the quality rises, but also it helps us communicate with our stakeholders that rely on our services. Imagine my surprise or maybe even happiness if the cable company would have called me ahead of time, even though one of their people messed up on this or was in touch, because they know that they could tell just by looking at the line that it's not making it in my house. That communication would greatly slant, greatly color the way I view this with them. And so just be thinking about it from your customer's point of view. How do I see things from their viewpoint? You know, the old adages of walking a mile in someone's shoes. Think about, how do we understand this? And so there's some layers underneath this, right? If your organization isn't doing customer satisfaction in some mechanism, maybe it's a good time to start. Maybe if we're not capturing what's important to our business customers, it's a good time to start. Because you may say, hey, I can help insulate you from outages. And they say, I don't care about these outages near as much as I do about these. That's a great conversation if you are an IT or a business leader. It's having those conversations. So we talked about customer satisfaction. We talked about having those conversations. And the third is whether it's ITIL 4, previous versions of ITIL, everywhere is continual improvement. How do we get better? How do we do what we do better? And if you notice, these three things that I've offered have very little investment costs, very little. Because the problem with investing in technology is that it'll be obsolete soon, because technology is hooked into other technology, which will require upgrades sooner than you would like. But by investing in your service management organization, your business continuity organization, and understanding the cost of that outage, it'll better prepare you. And that's what we're here for. And so please reach out to me in some fashion if we can be of help to your organization. I thank you for your audience, your listening, your patronage, and please feel free to reach out to me with any and all questions. Let me know how I can be helpful to you. And I hope you have a great, great day.